a Jewish Journal article. Richard Gere, Susan Sarandon, Mark Ruffalo among celebs signing letter accusing Israel of apartheid occupation. More than 100 celebrities signed a letter accusing Israel of apartheid occupation and denouncing Israel's designations of 6 Palestinian NGOs as terror organizations. Among those who signed the letter included Richard Gere, Susan Sarandon, Mark Ruffalo and Peter Gabriel, the Jewish Chronicle, JC, reported. The letter lauded the NGOs for holding Israel accountable for its gross human rights violations and apartheid regime of institutionalized racial discrimination. Israel has alleged that the 6 NGOs funnel money for the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, PFLP, which has been designated as a terror organization by both the United States and the European Union, and that the NGOs employ various PFLP members. Various Jewish and pro-Israel figures weighed in on Twitter. This group of celebrities is to be the judge and jury for Israel's decision-making? American Jewish Committee CEO David Harris tweeted, "They're to be seen as the last word on threats to Israel's survival? Pray tell. What exactly qualify Richard Gere, Simon Pegg, Claire Foy, etc., for this exalted life and death role?" Scottish journalist and Zionist activist Eve Barlow tweeted, "The humanitarians are really proud again that they're singling out the Jews. Look at them go. They hate us. Hate." Variety features editor Melina Saval tweeted, "Richard Gere has visited Israel at least 2 times to my personal knowledge. I met him at the Jerusalem Film Fest. He let Israel put him up in a 5-star hotel. He accepted free meals. Went shopping. What a hypocrite." Then again, the founder of the Boycott, Divestment and Sanctions Movement lives in Acre, Israel. Typical. Human rights lawyer Arsen Ostrovsky, who heads the International Legal Forum, tweeted, "I don't know which is more pathetic. The likes of has-been actors like Richard Gere commenting on Middle East conflict or at Ken Roth using an actor whose claim to fame is Pretty Woman as an authority on terror financing in the Middle East."